giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN, real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3, 2. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News with host Real Time News, James Powell.
We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe. This is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's wise door lock. And again, wise, WYZE, wise door lock. jjmediaonline.net/wise door lock. Wise door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wise app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/wise door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality, quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. We do welcome you to today's RTN, Real Time News Podcast videocast. This is James Powell, your host, and we would like to take just a few moments to invite you to subscribe to whatever video channel you're watching, video outlet you're watching on, or subscribe to Anchor FM. We are asking you also to subscribe or connect with us on Anchor FM and go to below and leave your message. We want to play your messages in our podcast. And what we want you to answer is how God is helping you and how God has answered prayer for you in the last 30 days. But we are starting today's podcast. We do thank you for joining us, and we are starting today's podcast, as we always do, with verse of the day. And also with this, today's podcast, we are kind of switching things around. We're doing the verse of the day. Then I'm going to tech specifically for a reason. There's some things going on in tech, and I wanted to play an answer from one of the tech investors. And so I wanted to, instead of splitting, I was going to use it as a news story, but instead of splitting it, I'm going to go on with tech first, and then we'll get to the political news. So thank you for joining us. We ask you to subscribe, share, connect with us on all of our social media outlets. Today's verse is 1 John 4:11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And this is Friday, February 5th, 2021, at the time of this recording. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. We are living in a climate, this is just me talking, we are living in a political climate where we need to show love to each other. Just because we disagree doesn't mean we have to just thrash out at each other. Thoughts on today's verse. We are loved by the Creator of the universe. He knows us personally. Our Heavenly Father cares about us tremendously. Although God knew about our weaknesses and sinfulness, He was willing to pay a terrible price to redeem us. Even though we are sometimes weak or rebellious, He loves us, forgives us, and welcomes us back when we are willing to confess our sins and come home to Him. So if God has consistently, faithfully, and graciously loved us, how can we not share that love with each other? And the prayer for today: thank you, Abba Father, for your awesome and gracious love. Please continue to pour that love into my heart through your Holy Spirit. Please help me be more forgiving, patient, sacrificial in my love to your children. In Jesus' name, amen. And God help us today to truly love one another and be patient with each other. And I'm just going to tell you, there are times I get so frustrated and patience is, I need help with that at times. God help us. God help us. All right. What I'm going to do is I am starting out, we're on the starting out with the PC article, PC Magazine article. Let me go ahead. I just switched around on you. And thank you again for those listening on our Anchor FM podcast and whatever video outlet you're watching this on, whether it's BitChute, Rumble, or YouTube. I mean, at this time, we still have a YouTube channel. It's probably going to be one of these days, it's going to be shut off, I would say. They're really screening things, so we'll see what happens. Of course, I'm not that popular of a YouTube channel at this time, so. All right, report. Twitch is shadow banning VPN users from chat. It seems Twitch has a problem with anyone accessing the streaming service while connected to a VPN and is quietly taking action against them. And to just clarify, a VPN is a virtual private network. And what that does, that puts your IP address, kind of shields your IP address where you're in a tunnel all by yourself and is supposed to be secure for security reasons. So it looks like maybe tech is starting to even squeeze those. But a growing number of Twitch users are reporting that their chat messages aren't appearing for other users to read. They can see their own messages in the chat window, but nobody else can. It's proving to be quite confusing, with many users assuming they are simply being ignored for some reason. It's not until they view the same stream from another device not connected to a VPN that it becomes clear the messages are not being shared. A thread on Reddit was started a month ago by Bluestein suggesting Twitch is shadow banning, which is the term given to a full partial block of user content without them being made aware of that. And that does happen. You can be shadow banned on YouTube. Like your videos are getting out and it's not getting out to everyone. There's a lot of shadow banning going on in the tech world, because when they disagree with you or you say something they don't like, they start kind of banning you. All right, now let's jump into the tech. The other tech that I wanted to get to, and this is about Parler. And of course, many of you, especially if you're a conservative, you'd switched over to Parler. I've been on Parler since they just started, and now there's a lot of things that are going on. So this article reads: Parler CEO fired over content moderation push. And it appears John Matt's push for content moderation on the platform caused Parler's board to terminate his position, even though he was close to restoring the social network. So what I want to do is I want to go over this article, and then I'm going to play a video directly from one of the Parler investors. That way you get a clear perspective of what really is happening. Parler, the Trump-friendly social media app, has reportedly fired its CEO, John Matz. Fox News obtained a memo Matz wrote to Parler employees, which said the company board of directors terminated him on January 29th. I did not participate in this decision, he said. In the memo, Matz signals his firing had to do with his support for stronger content moderation. Last month, Apple and Google removed the social network from their app stores, while Amazon stopped supplying Parler with cloud services, citing the rampant calls for violence on the platform. Over the past few months, I've met constant resistance to my product vision, my strong belief in free speech, and my view of how Parler site should be managed. For example, I advocated for more product stability and what I believe is more effective approach to content moderation, he wrote. However, the lack of content moderation on Parler has been the key selling point to the app, which marketed itself as a free speech space. The social network saw a surge of new users after Facebook and Twitter decided to effectively ban former President Trump following the mob violence on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but I wanted to kind of give you an overview of that's what this article states. Now I want to go to Dan Bongino. And he is actually a Parler investor. And I've been following Dan Bongino for a good while. In fact, he lives in the same county I live in, here in South Florida. So he truly knows what is happening. So what I'm going to do, I want to play this video and you hear it directly from him. That way you know he is an investor in Parler. So the media outlets can say what they want. He is an investor. There's three or four of them. I'm not for certain, but you can hear directly from him. So just that way, you definitely know the truth. So let me go to that and we'll see if we can.
Terminated by the board of Parler. So it's time to correct the record. The Parler CEO, John Matsey, was terminated by the board of Parler. But the story you're hearing, unfortunately, is not correct. Here's the real story, so you have it and don't believe the hype. So this fake news doesn't fester, and you don't. I'm already getting emails from listeners, understandably so, asking me questions about Why was the Parler CEO let go? I read a story at FoxNews.com where he claims he was a...
Okay, give me a minute. I am going to go to the directly to the Rumble video. That way, let's see if we can get it here. Out of the embedded video does not seem to be playing. Sorry about that. So I may have to cut down my other political articles that I'm going to read. But I want you to really be able to understand what is happening here. It's very, very important. So, all right, let's go to this again, and we'll see if we can play this.
So, it's time to correct the record. The Parler CEO, John Matsey, was terminated by the board of Parler. But the story you're hearing, unfortunately, is not correct. Here's the real story, so you have it, and don't believe the hype, so this fake news doesn't fester, and you don't. I'm already getting emails from listeners, understandably so, asking me questions about why was the Parler CEO let go? I read a story at FoxNews.com where he claims he was a real advocate for free speech, and he was a real advocate for product stability, and he was let go. And folks, well, that's not accurate. Those are his statements, not mine. I have no personal gripe against John, the CEO, at all. I want to be crystal clear. But John decided to make this public, not us. We were handling it like gentlemen, and John decided somehow to make this public, or put out this memo that was made public via press report. So here's what really happened. We were the ones, in fact, fighting to get Parler back up. It was some really bad decisions made by people on the inside. And listen, this isn't us airing dirty laundry. This is protecting a company that is absolutely committed to free speech that I put the last year of my life into. Do you actually believe that someone else was on the side of free speech and me from the eponymously named Dan Bongino show would get involved with a company that was fighting against free speech? You'd have to be an imbecile to believe that. There were two separate visions from for the company. And I don't know what John's saying in his reports out there, but this free speech vision, that was ours, the other owners of the company. Let me be crystal clear on this. He makes two points that, oh, I was a big advocate for free speech. It was my vision. And I was a big advocate for product stability. That is not true. Everybody digging my chili, what I'm laying down, that is not true. That is false. If he wants to get into a battle over here of narratives, he's going to lose because there's this thing getting in the way of that story he keeps telling, and it's called the truth. I'm really pissed off right now because that's absolutely not what happened. The relationship with Parler and the CEO did not work out because the CEO's vision was not ours. Are we, everybody clear on that? Our vision was crystal clear. We needed to get up and fight back. Some terrible decisions were made in the past that led to this, that led us to getting put down by Amazon and others. It was us, me and the three other, and the two other owners, excuse me, and the two other owners that were constantly on the side of this site was going to be a free speech platform or it was going to be nothing. We have to be crystal clear on this. Again, I love my show. I love my audience. I love everyone who watches what I do. You guys are great, and ladies out there, I read your emails. And I'm a little bothered because, one, I didn't see this coming. We were handling this like gentlemen before it decided to become a public issue. But now that it is a public issue, make absolutely no mistake. I'm going to say this for the 10th time. The vision of the company as a free speech platform was mine and the two other owners. And we were resolutely committed to that. Folks, we could have been up after Apple, Amazon, and Google wiped this out. We could have been up in a week if we just would have bent the knee and followed all the ridiculous Apple edicts to become a heavy moderation site to the left of Twitter. That's not what we're going to do. We don't want garbage on our site either, and we took the proper steps to do that. But we were a free speech site and will remain as such. And that's why it's taken so long to get back up. And John's statements out there that he made in this leaked memo that made it into the news, those statements are false. Again, I cannot tell you that enough, and I'm not going to let this narrative fester. It is me and my co-owners that are resolutely committed to a free speech site. He is not telling the truth there. And the product stability, he was committed to product stability. Wait till the real story comes out there one day about product stability and our warnings, our, me, and the two other owners, warnings to him about product stability. Is he really sure he wants to get into this? Again, I have no personal beef with the man at all, but this is an outrageous attack on people who have done nothing but work day and night to get this site back up and to fight back against these cancel culture goons. And to get kneecapped like this by someone we trusted is a disgrace. He is no white knight in this story. There are people who fought hard to get this back up and are fighting right now and are working nonstop. And that story you're hearing is not true. That is a version of events. So I'm leaving after this. I have to go do something. Sorry, but this is an emergency press conference. I shouldn't say that. That's a Dave Portnoy thing. It's just a press conference. That's a Dave Portnoy has a monopoly on emergency press conferences. This is a press conference for me. But I just want to leave you with this. The vision for the company as a free speech site and a stable product, immune and hardened to cancel culture, was ours. Ours. Me and the two owners. Anyone telling you otherwise is feeding you fairy tales and fables. That is false. And when the real story comes out and you see the communications, if those ever come out, you'll see my story is 100% true, because it's not a story. It's the facts. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I rarely do these, but you know what happens with fake news. If you let it fester, people start to believe it.
All right, you hear it right there from Dan Bongino, part owner, and I want to correct, there's only three owners of Parler, but right there, you have it. The truth of what happened with Parler. Thank you much for Dan Bongino. I appreciate your honesty and your commitment to freedom and truth. Folks, we're in a battle. We're in a battle for our country, we're in a battle for free speech, and we are in a battle for the soul of our country, and we are in a battle. If you are a Christian, get ready to stand up and stand up strong. We're in a battle. I'm ready to fight. How about you? And I know that it's, I don't know what's, I'm going to protect the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, and the founders of our country understood what it was about, and we need to be ready to fight. Boy, I'm not going to get too far, but I wanted to let you hear that. All right, we're just going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and be ending this a little bit sooner than I planned. But I do thank you for listening to this podcast and video cast. I really appreciate it very much. And please make sure you click the link below or around this to send your messages in. I'm asking you how God is helping you and in the times that we live. All right, here is a list. I think I'll just go ahead and end on this. I'm not going to cover all the different things I was going to cover. Here's a list. We're in a battle. Here's a list of the 11 Republicans who voted to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from House committees. Two of them voted against certifying electoral college votes. So the Republican Party is the corrupt Republican Party. We are seeing corruption like never before in D.C. So the wacko liberal left, and then we got the rhino Republicans that aren't up there for you and I. They are there for themselves. So here's the list. Young Kim of California, freshman representative, stands to reason, you know, out of California, that they're not as conservative as what they try to say. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois is a never Trumper, is a likely a one timer. Chris Smith, New Jersey, the longest serving member in Congress from New Jersey, also voted to punish the freshman lawmaker. Jeff Vandrew, New Jersey, also voted to remove Rep. Green from her committee assignments. And former FBI agent turned U.S. Congressman Brian Fitzgerald, PA, also voted to punish Green. Number six, Rhino Fred Upton, Michigan, who also voted to impeach Trump and typically sides with the Democrats. Number seven, Mario Diaz Ballart is one of the three Florida Republicans who vote to humiliate Rep. Marjorie Greene. Number eight, the newly elected Maria Salazar, Florida, who defeated incumbent Donna Shalala by comparing her to Bernie Sanders, voted with Democrats. These are so-called Republicans' votes. They're not Republicans. They're not for the country. Anyway, Cuban immigrant Carlos Jimenez, Florida, who voted to punish Rep. Green went out of his way to attend Joe Biden's inauguration. You're a Republican? Baloney. You're a fraud. Nicole Malatakis, however you say that, New York, voted to remove Rep. Green from her committee assignments. Less than 1 month ago, the freshman lawmaker bravely voted against certifying the electoral votes. Bravely voted. Baloney. They don't care about you. And then, number 11, New Yorker Rep. Chris Jacobs also voted against certifying electoral college votes on January 6th, but voted to punish the outspoken GA freshman Rep. So, here's the list. If you're watching on the video, you can see it. I'm telling you, folks, it is time to let them know you are done. They are done. Primary them. They're done. Their political career is over. Let's stand up for truth. That's what this is all about. Truth. If they're not, they're trying to hide something. Those inside DC are trying to hide something. Why are they fighting so hard? Let's stand for truth. Thank you for listening. I got really way off on this podcast, video cast. I'm going to go ahead and jump back to the verse of the day again. Again, this is Friday, February 5th, 2021, at the time of this recording. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 1 John 4:11. I just ask God to richly bless you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share, connect. And if you would like to donate to us, there's a donate link around. And if you would please leave your message on the Anchor FM podcast. Leave your message. We'd like to start playing those on our podcast. Please. I would love to hear how God is helping you through this time. We are in a fight for our country and the stand for truth. Thank you much. We'll catch you on the next podcast. This is James Powell. And may God richly bless you. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you. Have a great day, and God bless.